UConn students showed off their coding skills at the 11th annual UConn Robotics Challenge this week. On Tuesday, 75 students gathered at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Secondary School to put their robots to the test. Teams built and programmed their own robots to move forwards and backwards, turn left and right, and lift forklift-style arms up and down. Retired UConn teacher Glenna Howard has been an organizer of the UConn Robotics Challenge since it began in 2014. She says that, aside from the educational benefits, robotics gives students a valuable experience.
This provides them an opportunity which often we don't have in schools, where you have to present something to a real-life audience for a real-life reason. And, you know, we have teachers who are new who come and say, hey, this is really great. We want to make sure we do it again next year. And usually we do, you know, we have people who do repeat it because they found that it does something with their kids.
The teams put their robots through 5 tasks with varying levels of success and then interviewed with engineers to explain what went right, what went wrong, and why. While robotics isn't always for everyone, the kids who do like it had a blast. Taryn Frizzell and Charlie Mason, grade 6 students from Jack Holland Elementary School, say that the learning process is the best part of the challenge.
At the start, I was very, didn't like it because it was so hard. But now I, know how to code and stuff, and it's really, fun.
Yeah, my favorite's probably just, learning about, robots and how it works and stuff, and, the electricity stuff.
The UConn Robotics Challenge returns in 2026. For ShoneFM News, I'm Stuart Bunnell.